Last year, Chinook salmon runs were so weak that the Yukon and Kuskokwim rivers, along with Cook Inlet, were designated federal disaster zones. Now, a group of legislators from those regions want to create a permanent endowment that would fund research on the fish. Representative Bob Huron of Bethel is the lead sponsor of the endowment bill, and he introduced it before the House Fisheries Committee today. He says that long-term research of Chinook is needed to better understand their decline and the decline of other salmon stocks as well.
The Chinook salmon is a trend species. In other words, it's canary in the coal mine. If there's things affecting Chinook, usually it's the species that tells us that there are issues within its life environment, and the other salmon species may follow unless we do something about it.
The endowment fund would be governed by 6 representatives from different regions of the state, along with the commissioner of the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. That board would be responsible for awarding grants to organizations like nonprofits and universities studying Chinook salmon. The bill doesn't mandate that any money be put into the endowment, with the idea that it could be funded down the road. Huron sees the bill as being different from a research plan backed by Governor Sean Parnell. Parnell's initiative would give Fish and Game a total of $30 million over the next 5 years to examine and monitor Alaska's Chinook stocks. Huron says he wants to see partnerships with outside organizations and for the Chinook decline to be studied for a longer amount of time than one salmon life cycle.
That's where the governor and I part ways, because I'm not so sure that we want to just dump $10 million over the next 3 years.
This isn't the first time the legislature has considered creating a Chinook research fund. Huron introduced a similar bill last year before the disaster, but it ultimately stalled. According to state estimates, the economic loss to fishermen was more than $10 million.